We can all probably admit to having the odd obsession or two. I think this is normal and won't have a massive impact on our lives. If we have to have certain things in our home in symmetry, or we have to do things in a particular way, it's often okay. Maybe we like the tins in order in our pantry, or the beds made up, or we can't relax until the kids' toys are packed away. This can be a never-ending task with the children. As soon as it's packed away, even if they haven't used it in ages, they seem to be compelled to want to take them out again. Maybe we all have this need for things we haven't got, and we spend our lives craving for the things instead of enjoying what we have got. For some people, those obsessions have grown totally out of proportion, and they can be suffering from a condition called obsessive compulsive disorder, known as OCD. OCD is an anxiety disorder in which people have unwanted, intrusive and repeated thoughts, feelings, images, sensations and obsessions. People with this condition respond to those thoughts with behaviours or mental acts. Often the person carries out the behaviours to reduce the impact or get rid of the obsessive thoughts, but this only brings a temporary relief, and actually it is at the heart of the issue, as it just feeds that obsessive insecurity. But not performing the obsessive ritual can cause great anxiety, and this is often what drives people into habits, thoughts and rituals. There are lots of different obsessional issues, such as being a compulsive neat freak and organiser, feeling germs, dirt or contamination, intruders or images of hurting loved ones, or behaving in a way that conflicts with religious beliefs or non-socially acceptable behaviour. People with OCD can repetitively do things such as washing hands, locking or unlocking doors, counting, touching things, or seeking reassurance, checking things off or closed, keeping unneeded habits, or repeating the same steps to a task again and again. For many people, it can be overwhelming, and need to do this act and this ritual can be really compelling. If they don't, the anxiety continues to grow. And it's so overwhelming, they continue searching for relief in the acts and actions that they take. Paranoia can also play a big part in the obsessions. When it's in a really heightened OCD state, people can find it hard to think clearly and rationally, but at other times be quite aware that this is irrational. Other issues and phobias such as hoarding, hair pulling, body dysmorphia, health anxiety may also have this obsessional link. If you're suffering from these issues, do seek help from the GP, the mental health team or specialists like myself in helping you deal with these conditions. If you know somebody who has this condition, from the outside it can seem hard to understand and to deal with. But think back to when you had a big issue you were dealing with in your life. Maybe you've been having to change jobs or deal with a relationship breakdown. We can go over and over it in our minds thinking about the issue. We can get anxious, not sleep well, get paranoid, feel preoccupied with the thoughts and feelings, getting totally consumed with it. Normally over time, we resolve the issues and thoughts naturally just go away. Expand this many times over, and that's a bit of what it's like to suffer from OCD. The only difference is there's no resolution to be found, as the OCD is irrational and it's fear-based. If we're suffering from these issues, it's time to admit that there will never be a resolution to these obsessions. The search to feel clean just makes people feel more unclean. The search for safety and security outside of ourselves instead makes us feel insecure, because safety and security is a feeling that we need within us. We need to know we're not dying of cancer or any health issues. We need to know that we don't know what the future brings. We have to learn to live in the moment. You can also have a look at the blog Serial Worrier, as this will help you with the worry cycle which goes with these obsessive thoughts. It's essential to not feed the habits with reassurance or over support these issues, so that it would just add to the OCD. If you see the thoughts like a drug, the more you have, the more you want. If you continue taking the drugs, the more incoherent you feel and the more out of control you become. What is needed is to develop safety and security within you, in turn working on distracting yourself from the thoughts and breaking the negative rituals. The last blog talked about positive rituals, and this can help as well. By changing what we do will help us disrupt the habits and obsessions. People with OCD locking habits and issues like that often feel better when they're away on holiday, as the habit is ingrained in their own door, not the new door, while they're opening that away. Obviously, we can't change our front door or move to a new house to resolve this, but we could paint it a different colour, we could put a nice arrangement on it, we could change the front of the garden just to allow it to look different. All of these things will help break the pattern, but remember, that's a one-off thing. We can't continue to do that, otherwise that just feeds into the obsession. If we find ways to step away from the pattern, it can help us have that mental distraction to allow us to then make changes. You might use things like music, talking books, talking on the phone, even learning a new language can help. The less we think negatively, the less anxious we feel, the less compulsion we feel, the easier it is to be rational and in control. If the thoughts come when we wait, don't just lie there and feed them. Do something different. Use the hypnotherapy sessions, a talking book, go for a run, anything other than feeding the thoughts. Setting new rituals, like in the blog, positive ones, may help because they're just a great distraction. Taking up new hobbies which help build your confidence, as more confidence will enable you to build that inner feeling of safety and security. Keep doing the same thing will only lead to the same outcome. It's time for change. I know having issues can be hard, but I think it's harder to stay as you are than it is to challenge yourself to change. Changing is a challenge to our inner minds, and innately we are creatures of habit due to how we used to live our lives, but I do believe at some stages we can change, so why put it off? We're not in control of why we feel the way we do, but we are in control of pushing ourselves to change. Don't waste another day living with your obsessions or bad habits. Make today your fresh start. Confusing the habits and obsessions and patterns will often help to soften them and help your mind let go of the hold that it's had on them. Except no one can ever give you the answers to your search, but you can find and develop the security you need to feel safe to live your life without these obsessions. I do understand, as I've been negatively obsessed myself, and I have found new and positive habits and rituals which have not only helped me release the horrible ones, but they've helped me be a better version of myself, and I can't ask any more of myself than that.